On Sunday, January 4th, I was watching the Cincinnati Bengals lose to the Indianapolis Colts, and I was a bit distracted. I kept waiting for it to happen, but it never did, and I was disappointed. I wasn't expecting the Bengals to somehow win the game. Like so many others in Cincinnati, I don't expect them to win a playoff game. They haven't in years. I was waiting for the pull of gravity to cease. I had seen it on the internet, so I knew it had to be true. Apparently, Pluto, the former planet, and Jupiter were going to be in rare alignment, which was going to exert a greater gravitational force on Earth, thus counteracting Earth's own gravity and allowing people to temporarily be weightless. There was even an official-looking tweet from NASA saying this was true. And of course, there's no way to fake a tweet, unless someone knows how to use the cut-and-paste functions in a word processing program. People once again fell for this hoax that weightlessness would result from the alignment of some of the planets. This just reminds me how gullible some people can be, and worse, how easily people can ignore their own critical thinking skills and ignore basic science. I'm not a scientist, but one doesn't need to be to doubt an April Fool's joke that has been floating around since 1976, before we were all on the internet, and long before there was Twitter. A bit of basic knowledge is all one needs to realize that a former planet 3.6 billion miles from Earth, with a size half as wide as that of the United States, can't affect the gravitational pull of the Earth, no matter its alignment. But I do have to wonder if some of the political leaders who claim that they aren't scientists in their effort to deflect having to answer questions about evolution or global climate change weren't waiting in their government offices hoping to float. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.